Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. On this Wednesday, August 4th, you recognize that voice. I'm joined this morning by Lynn Scherr in for Celeste all week. Good morning.
Morning, John. Great to be with you. Let's start with a check of the morning's top news. Good news from the Gulf this morning. It looks as if the so-called static kill operation is working. After pumping mud down the leaking well for 8 hours, BP officials now say it is holding down the flow of oil. Engineers are monitoring the well at this hour, but if it holds, the next step will be adding cement. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says that while the well might be plugged at the top,
this thing won't truly be sealed until those relief wells are done.
Later today, the government is expected to announce that 3/4 of the oil from the leak has already evaporated, dispersed, been captured, or otherwise eliminated, and much of the rest is so diluted it does not seem to pose much additional risk of harm.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad survived an attack on his convoy in Iran this morning. Reports say an attacker threw a bomb at the passing convoy, wounding several people. Ahmadinejad reportedly was not hurt, although that hasn't been confirmed. The historic flooding in Pakistan is getting worse. Water is swallowing entire villages, forcing millions to higher ground, ruining the nation's farmlands. More than 1,500 are dead, and the rescue workers are racing to save thousands more. Water levels are so high in many large cities that only treetops and the highest floors of some buildings are visible. The rain is expected to continue for several more days. Meanwhile, the violence continues in Karachi, Pakistan's largest city. 13 more people were killed in political and ethnic violence overnight, bringing the number to 58 killed since a prominent politician was gunned down on Monday.
Here at home, a federal judge will issue his ruling today on California's ban on same-sex marriage. Proposition 8 outlawed gay marriages in California after the state Supreme Court legalized them. Attorneys on both sides say they'll appeal if the ruling doesn't go their way. The debate over Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court continues in the Senate today. Her confirmation is a near certainty, but that isn't toning down the partisan rhetoric. Senator Jeff Sessions, the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, says it's clear what kind of judge Kagan would be.
An activist, liberal, progressive, politically minded judge who will not be happy simply to decide cases, but will seek to advance her causes.
Democrats say Kagan is a highly qualified legal scholar.
Special day for President Obama. A $26 billion jobs bill faces a make-or-break vote in the Senate today. Among other things, it helps preserve the jobs of tens of thousands of teachers and other public employees. Republicans have filibustered previous versions of the bill. Meanwhile, a Senate vote on a nuclear treaty between the U.S. and Russia has been delayed until next month. Democrats say not enough Republicans were on board for the vote originally scheduled today. As for an energy bill passing this year, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid now says he couldn't find any Republicans to support the bill. It's going to be delayed. All this comes on President Obama's special 49th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 10,636. The S&P at 1,120. The NASDAQ opens at 2,283. So once you've cleaned up oil from the Gulf, where do you put it? We're going to talk about that. And also civilian casualties in Afghanistan, a statistical study with some disturbing conclusions. Conclusions.